Restoring My Soul, Thursday, the 2nd of December. Our life is hidden. Our inheritance as sons of God is guaranteed if we continue to set our mind on the things of the Spirit. We know that when Christ, who is our life, appears, then we will also appear with him in glory. In a similar way, the Apostle John declared, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." As our mind is being renewed in the fellowship of Christ's offering, we are learning to relinquish control of our life to the Holy Spirit. He has been given to us to be the expression of our name as both a Son of God and a member of the body of Christ. When we are led by the Holy Spirit as a Son of God, our preoccupation is not to reveal our own sonship. Rather, our preoccupation is to reveal Jesus Christ by revealing the members of his body. The Apostle Paul rejoiced that the mind that is set on the Spirit is life and peace. It is life because we receive the resurrection life of God in the fellowship of Christ's offering. Even though our outer man is perishing, our inner man is being renewed day by day. This includes the renewing of our mind. Further to this, Paul declared that the mind that is set on the Spirit is peace, because it is our participation in the spiritual prayer meeting that enables us to enter the rest of Christ. We know that Christ has already perfected our sonship. Rather than striving to fulfill the works of our sonship, we turn our attention to the simplicity of revealing our brethren in the fellowship of the body of Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Colossians chapter 3 verse 4, 1 John chapter 3 verse 2, Romans chapter 8 verses 13 and 14, Romans chapter 8 verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 15 and 16, and Hebrews chapter 4 verse 9. For further study, Colossians chapter 3.